Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I'd like to talk about something that I actually get asked about a lot, and that is how to deal with gaslighting from a pathological narcissist, like a histrionic, borderline, narcissistic, or psychopathic personality. If you're not actually familiar with the term gaslighting, it came from an old movie that was called Gaslight, where a man attempted to make the main character look crazy by manipulating her surroundings and then claiming that her perception of the manipulated surroundings was mistaken. It would be a situation where the lights were dim and because of something he was doing, and then she would say, oh, the lights are going dim, then he would say, no, they're not, and that she was crazy and delusional, so... It's a type of mental abuse where a person is manipulated into doubting their own memory, perception, and ultimately their own sanity, really. It is a very pervasive, very insidious form of abuse, similar to brainwashing, where one person attempts to basically overwrite the other person's reality. This can range from simple denial of something, such as you remind the narcissist of something they did or said, and then the narcissist says, that never happened, you're making it up, to a more elaborate staging of a situation designed to confuse and upset somebody. Like, let's say you walked into your house after work and there was like a big party happening, and you ask the narcissist what's going on, and the narcissist says, oh, we had this party planned for a month. We talked about it all the time. What do you mean you didn't know about it? You know, something like that. Gaslighting is designed to keep you off balance and unsure so that the narcissist can control you and everything else much more easily. Confused, frightened, doubtful people are much easier to manipulate and control than people who are very sure of themselves. And by the way, gaslighting is not an indication of weakness or anything like that. Anybody can start to doubt themselves and their perceptions when they're subjected to this mind game for months or even years on end. Gaslighting can also be a little more subtle and harder to define, so that makes it even harder to detect and prove. For example, you ask a narcissist why they're being cruel to you, and instead of actually addressing that, the narcissist then says, oh, well, you don't care about me. Instead of imploring the narcissist to answer this very reasonable question, you then start defending yourself, and then the whole point is lost. Now no one's talking about the narcissist's cruelty anymore. It's all about you and what you're doing wrong. Then you begin overcompensating, trying to do things to prove that you do care. The harder you try, the more the narcissist will deny it, because now the narcissist can see that this is able to be used as a weapon against you to hurt you and manipulate you into doing what the narcissist wants you to do. It's also a way for them to dodge responsibility for their actions and to keep from ever having to answer for anything that they've done. It's a way of saying, the problem isn't me, it's you. But just saying that isn't enough. That tactic can only work if they can prove to you that it's true. They use gaslighting to try to do that. If gaslighting is successful, if the narcissist can prove to the other person that that person is not caring enough, or that they're too sensitive, or that they're crazy, or that that person is actually the abuser, then the narcissist never has to answer for anything ever again. And that is the crux of what they're trying to do. If you are not sure whether you're being gaslighted, here's a few things you can look for. If you are constantly second-guessing yourself, if you have the sense that you used to be a different person, someone who was happier and more confident, if you have trouble making simple decisions, if you're always apologizing to the narcissist, if you notice the narcissist making accusations or calling out behavior in you that no one has ever mentioned before, you know, you're a liar, you're abusive, all these things that only the narcissist seems to see. If you feel confused or crazy and you don't know why, these are all signs that you may be being gaslighted. So in the event of that, you need to go ahead and seek help for that or leave the relationship if you can. It takes a very, very strong person to completely withstand gaslighting. Most of us will at least have moments of doubt where we sit there and think, am I the crazy one? You know, is it really how I remember it? And that's especially true if the person does not realize that that's what's going on. As I said, gaslighting is hard to detect, and it's even harder to prove. The only way to fight gaslighting is to learn to recognize it for what it is. That is the only way you can stop it from damaging your self-image and your stability. Remember, you are not the crazy one. You are not the wrong one. You are not the abuser or the cruel one. Remind yourself that your perception has always been fine up until now. Remind yourself that no one but the narcissist accuses you of these supposed perception problems. Remind yourself that no one but the narcissist accuses you of being a liar or an abuser or too sensitive, you know, whatever the narcissist is trying to accuse you of. Don't lose sight of who you are. Don't let the narcissist take that away from you. Narcissists such as personality disordered people are very, very willing to sacrifice anybody for their own wants and needs. These wants and needs might fluctuate depending on what personality disorder they actually have, but the end result is the same. They will sacrifice you in order to achieve these things. They want you to set yourself on fire to keep them warm. You say, I'm dying, I'm burning to death. And they say, but I'm cold. Why don't you care that I'm cold? You selfish, evil person, how can you be so heartless? Your suffering is not important to them at all. And in some cases, for some of them, it's actually the icing on the cake, really. All narcissists, regardless of what personality disorder they have a cruel, envious core in their personality. They are jealous, they are hurting, and they want to destroy things they're jealous of. So there are times that being cruel to other people brings them pleasure. If you have ever dealt with a narcissist, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. You can see it in their face. They also want you to prove that you love them, and they will never stop trying to make you prove it. After you jump one hurdle, there's 15 more waiting. It never ends, and so if you set yourself on fire to keep them warm, this is the proof that you love them over and over and over again. Borderline personality disordered people are actually especially bad about this. And you know, I often see things online that claim borderlines are not narcissists. Make no mistake about it, they absolutely are. They might have slightly different drives than narcissistic personality disordered people, but they are still pathological narcissists. Their end goal is still having their own needs met regardless of the cost to other people. That is a narcissist. Anyone who has had a relationship with a borderline personality can tell you that. Unfortunately, it's a trap that many people fall into because for a non-personality disordered person in a relationship, if our partner is not happy and they say it's because of something we're doing or not doing, we tend to believe them. Why would they say that if it wasn't true? However, the truth is that narcissists need too much. They need more and want more than anyone can possibly give them. They're unreasonable, they're unrealistic, and they don't understand give and take. They believe that they should be given everything. And any insinuation that they should give is perceived as blasphemy. Respect, consideration, compromise, these are not words that narcissists understand as far as they apply to other people. If they have to destroy your perception of yourself in order to get what they want, they have no problem with that. So now that we've described what gaslighting is, let's talk a little bit about how a person reacts when they are gaslighted. There's three stages a person goes through when they are subject to gaslighting. These stages are disbelief, defense, and depression. Disbelief is defined as when the gaslighting first happens and you just sort of dismiss it as like a weird occurrence or something that was out of character, but as an isolated thing. You don't recognize what is happening, or if you do, you disregard it because you have feelings for the narcissist and you don't want to acknowledge something that they're doing wrong. This is usually in the beginning of a relationship. And, you know, we've all done that. When you're first with somebody, they can do no wrong. That's just how it is. that is a very dangerous time in the relationship with a narcissist because it sets the stage for them to continue to do things. Defense is defined as the period of time when you're defending yourself against the accusations or manipulation. This stage can go on for a very long time. As in our earlier example, let's say you ask the narcissist why they're being cruel to you, and instead of actually addressing that, the narcissist says that you don't care about them. The narcissist might also say that you are imagining things or that you're too sensitive or any number of things designed to take the focus off of their behavior and put it on yours. The end result is that the conversation becomes focused on you and how you are actually the problem. So you defend, implore, remind, beseech. You do everything you can to prove that these things are not true. This is where it becomes dangerous because, yes, though you are defending yourself, by doing so, by acknowledging it at all, you have agreed that it's a problem worth talking about. The narcissist has manipulated you into agreeing it's all about you. The more you try to defend yourself, the crazier it will drive you and the more it will convince you that you really are the problem. If the narcissist would only see the truth, right? If you keep trying, the narcissist has to admit it, has to see it, has to believe it. No, they don't. And they never will because they don't want to. This is probably the hardest thing for those who love a narcissist to understand and accept. They do not want to see you as a good person. They don't. They don't want to believe you, and they're never going to. They want you to be just as horrible as they believe they themselves are, and they will do absolutely everything they can to prove that you are. It is a vicious cycle, and the only way out is to stop participating in it. The last stage of gaslighting is depression. Depression is when you have stopped defending yourself against the manipulation and you just give up. You allow the narcissist to control your reality and you suffer more every day for no other reason than because a sick, miserable person wants you to be just as miserable and sick and disordered as they are. That does not have to happen. You can learn to defeat gaslighting by not participating in it. Gaslighting can only work if you let it work. It's designed to drive you crazy. So if it doesn't drive you crazy, then it's pointless for them to keep doing it. Some things you can do, in addition to what we discussed earlier about reminding yourself that you're grounded in reality, are don't allow the narcissist to control the conversation. Make them stick to the topic or stop the conversation. Just walk away and don't keep talking. Don't allow the narcissist to deflect the conversation and the blame onto you. Ignore all of their attempts to do so. Don't defend yourself because by doing that, you are validating the accusations. And I'm going to repeat that. You are validating their crazy accusations by defending yourself or by acknowledging them at all. And most importantly, don't continue the conversation when gaslighting is occurring. Calmly tell the narcissist that you know things did not occur that way and walk away. There are some other episodes of the show that deal specifically with techniques you can use to deal with personality disordered persons. So if you haven't checked those out yet, you might want to go ahead and do so. And remember, gaslighting can only work if you let it work, and you don't have to do that anymore. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.